It's time to experience the Synergy Connection Show with your host, Lucy Forsting.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Synergy Connection Show, where we have been doing our best for the past 6 years now to help people understand the complexity of who we are as human beings. And I always mention, you know, the fact that we are physical in nature, obviously, and we need to be aware of the importance of taking care of our physicality as a result. We also are mental. Hopefully we're learning something every single day. And I always say I want to be learning up until my last breath something, because that's just who I am. And we are emotional. And as a psychotherapist for over 40 years, I certainly know that because I've heard and seen probably almost everything that is possible to hear and see in terms of clients that I've met with over the years. And so we are extremely complex. And then the spiritual side. And that's what Julia and I are going to talk about today, is understanding your spiritual life and how to develop that. So before I get started with Julia, I want to remind everyone that all of the shows are archived on synergyconnectionradio.com. I haven't been there for a while, and I shouldn't say that, but I haven't. So I'm thinking that there's probably about 28 pages of shows at this point. Each show has a synopsis. And so you can kind of read very quickly what the show's about, who the guest is, how long the show is, and if that triggers your curiosity and whether you want to listen to that show or maybe share a show with friends and family. So Julia's been on a couple of my shows now, and I find that we have very much like-minded ideas. And so that works well for me in the show as well. If you go to that website, you're also going to see Boomers Forever Young, and they have sponsored the show for many years now. I use their products, and I love what I use. And so the newest product, and I'm just going to, you know, do a little shout out here for that one, is called Myotrol. So it's Myotrol, and you cannot get it anyplace except Boomers. The person that created it, invented it, is working with one of the owners and wanted it to come out in a small company where we could discuss it, we could talk about it, we could get reviews quickly and testimonies regarding this product. And it is truly amazing. I've been using it since March. What I will tell you is that it builds stamina and resilience for whatever it is you're doing. So for a lot of people right now, unfortunately, with the storm that just has ravaged Tennessee, North Carolina, Georgia, and of course, Florida, where I am, the cleanup process alone is massive. And if you don't have stamina and strength to go about doing this, you're not going to make it very far on any given day. This particular supplement will give you all of that. I had somebody recently who was telling me that she was diagnosed 20 years ago with fibromyalgia. And anybody out there who knows somebody who's had that, you have absolutely no stamina. You have no strength. You have no energy. She was on it for a month and a half, and she no longer has any symptoms whatsoever. All of it is gone. And so we don't know exactly why it does what it does for each person, because just like any medication or supplement for that matter, you know, it impacts your body based upon what your body is going through. So if you have challenges, it's going to affect you maybe differently than somebody who is very healthy and strong. And so in her case, you know, she had had challenges for 20 years. It corrected it somehow, some way. For me, it gave me more resilience and more stamina because I have long days. But for somebody else, it might, you know, do something a little differently than either one of those items. So I love the product. They are 60-day guarantees on all of their products. And if you do put my first name, L-U-C-Y, into the discount box, you get 15% discount. So I encourage you to at least try it, see what it'll do for you. It's money back guaranteed, and you'll get 15% off to boot. So maybe check it out. It's a link that's right at the website. Boomerboost.com is the website, and Myotrol is the name of the newest product. Okay, that's what I wanted to say about that part of the website. And so now I'm going to introduce Julia. And you have been with me, I think this is the third show.
Yes, third show.
Okay. And we've had such fun talking about the spiritual part of our life and how that works and how that can benefit each person. And I always am careful to say that this is not religious spirituality. It is the spiritual nature of who we are and understanding how to be in touch with that. So I think that's maybe the way I want to come across with introducing the spiritual component of who we are. And I
Yes.
mentioned to you before we started the show that I had looked up a couple of the principles that involve becoming more spiritual in your life. And we decided that we'd kind of start the show there and then see where it goes. So the first principle was to understand that there's no destination in life. It's not like you have a beginning point and then you're going to go until you arrive at destination X. It's the journey that is important, and learning to live in the moment, in the now, is so important. The second principle that goes with this is to appreciate that thoughts and sensations, such as guilt or anxiety or depression or whatever, anger, whatever the thought or the sensation might be, that it's not personal. And it doesn't necessarily mean that whatever created it is the truth. It's the way we approach whatever that is. And so I think that's incredibly important because right now we have so much unrest in our whole world, not just where the storm did its damage, but everywhere that we look almost, there's a certain amount of unrest, whether it's political or otherwise. The third thing is that learning to breathe through difficult situations or pain. Now, it might be emotional pain as well as physical pain, but learning to breathe through that and trying to find the lesson in it. And I know I recently had a tooth extracted. There was a cap that had a cavity under it, and it's kind of a long story, but they said, well, unfortunately, we can't just put another crown on here. We're going to have to take that tooth out and rebuild underneath it if we want to put a post in and do, the whole nine yards. And I made the decision I was just going to have that tooth extracted, and then I would decide down the road what I wanted to do next. And so, being a redhead, a lot of people don't know this about redheads, but redheads, we don't we feel things more than almost any other hair color that you might be born with. And as a result, whenever I've had any kind of even minor surgeries, they have to give me twice as much painkiller because I feel things. And most of the doctors will go, yeah, right. And I'm like, no, please take this seriously, especially if I'm supposed to be out for surgery. I don't want to wake up while you're working on me. But this dentist, he had to give me four different injections. He
I've
was
had that
just,
before.
have you? He was
Yes.
beside himself. He said, if this one doesn't work, I have to send you to an oral surgeon where they're going to put you to sleep. Fortunately, the fourth one worked, and I didn't have any difficulty. But this breathing through pain, I found that I just had to go inside. I couldn't focus where they were and what they were doing. I had to just focus on my breath work and focus on, that deeper breathing that you do whenever you have anxiety. So I made it through it, which kind of surprised me in a way because it was not pleasant. but four different injections. I thought he was deadening my feet instead of just my mouth. So that was crazy. So you went
I've
through it
had
too,
that.
Julia?
And then you can't talk for the whole day and your tongue's
No.
swollen. I
Yeah,
had the same thing.
it was really bizarre. I don't want to go through it again. I know that. So yeah, I think those principles are incredibly important for people that are wanting to get in touch with that spiritual aspect of who they are. And I'm gonna pitch it to you now and just kind of have you share from your knowledge, because your knowledge base is immense by comparison to mine.
Well, it's different. It's different curriculum, right? So
Right.
I'm a trained clairvoyant, and I say trained because I've been in training since the 90s and working spiritual development since the 90s, starting with the esoteric more path and then getting into clairvoyant development. So I say trained because I didn't think I was clairvoyant before I started. I would have said I'm intuitive, I'm sensitive, and just like with the dental trip, I used to have a lot of cavities as a kid. I'm just really sensitive head to toe. I didn't have any red hair in me, but I'm sensitive head to toe, and I would always feel that with the dental work too. So they would give me multiple shots and stuff, but for other medicine, interesting enough, and this is just my own experience, I would only need a little bit to go a long way. So maybe not even the right dose for my weight or size or whatever, because I'm sensitive, I could utilize just a little bit. But somehow with my teeth, it was different. I don't know why. But yeah, so I come to this training from a lot of I worked with two master teachers above me. So like Lucy said, there's not a diatribe or there's no religion or belief system here. It's learning more mechanically to look at energy. So that's where I'm coming from in answering this. And I would say absolutely that we're in different curriculums. So like you said, number one about the journey and not the destination. And I would add to that too, on the journey, have fun. Because when you raise your energy to more joy, you are upping your frequency and getting closer to where spirit vibrates. For example, seriousness is a really slow moving vibration. And if you're going to be a serious student or a serious at life or professor or whatever, it's a slower moving vibration. And the more, if we want to bring in new ideas, new creativity into the world, raising our frequency. So this would be a good tip for being aware of your spiritual development or becoming more spiritual, you could say, is laugh more. My teacher would always start a class with a lot of bad puns so that we would laugh, and he would kind of, you could see he's kind of getting the room marinated and raising us up so that we can get closer to where the curriculum was for that day,
How cool.
And just to expand also on, it's not the journey, not the destination, but the journey. Also, we can be in different curriculums here too, and recognizing that it's not about reaching an end goal really quickly. There's a lot of hacks and stuff going on, biohacks and spiritual hacks and all of that. More important is going to be a regular rhythm. So I would say a regular rhythm for tuning in, and that can be in a couple steps too, which I can talk about. But like if you wanted to be a good yogi, for example, you could go to a yoga retreat once a year and then maybe not practice the rest of the year. Or you could practice even just 10 minutes a day and you'll be so much further along having that regular rhythm, having it a part of your life. Same thing for tuning in and utilizing meditation, prayer and meditation to tune in to that bigger part of us. And to me, that's what spiritual development is. It's, I would say, like a, I could put it into a three-step process of becoming more spiritual, you could say, but like a start, number one would be say hello to spirit first thing in the morning. And you could say maybe that's your higher self, your higher guiding light, You can say God if you like, or a deity, but really it's about we that soul, that's us, that higher self that's connected to the all, that already has the collective wisdom of all of our experiences this life and beyond, if you're open to that. But the soul has all that imprint and that connection to God, to the all. And so even just with one step one, saying hello to that and get that, if it were a telephone, like just dialing up, hello, spirit, just dial it up in the morning and have that constant connection during the day. Step two would be more being connected all day long as much as you can. And then step
How do you
three,
reckon? Yeah, I was gonna say, how do you recommend that people try to stay connected all day long?
in your awareness, you could try something even fun, like put an alarm on your phone every 15 minutes or every hour if you want. Ding, am I being the body personality, the ego right now? I want stuff. Give me some ice cream. I want some chocolate. I want a soda. I want, I want, I want. Are we being the body personality, or are we connected to source? So even just like a little ding on your phone in the background, and you go, oh, I'm trying to power through my day as the body, instead of tuning into the flow of the all,
Right.
you know.
You know, I'll share this because I just got back from a trip to Wisconsin. So we were over on Washington Island, which you have to take a ferry over to it. It's about a 35-minute little ferry ride, and you can take your car. And so we found this farm. It was like a reconstruction of what a farm would have been like in the maybe early 1800s.
Were you on
And
Bainbridge?
no, Washington Island in
Oh, it's
Wisconsin.
called Washington Island. Okay.
And so, it had the barn, it had, weaving looms, it had, all kinds, but it was literally a museum that you just kind of walked through. And then they had a place you could put a donation into these lock boxes, but there was no one there. There was no docent to tell you anything. You just read. Well, they had three goats. Now, I love animals anyways. And so we had apples. And normally, goats are not that crazy about apples. So we'd been feeding them like leaves and things like that from the trees that they did like. But we thought, well, let's try an apple. And so I would bite off a piece. And the youngest goat wasn't particularly interested. The two that were probably a little bit older, I'm going to say maybe a year older. It was like they were in bliss eating these apples that I was feeding to them. And I found that if I was like in the moment with them and enjoying the simplicity of their enjoying this apple, that it was just this amazing feeling. And so I think that's part of what you're talking about when you would have a 15-minute or an hourly ding of where are you in your emotional field, what are you feeling at that moment? And if it feels blissful and happy, then probably you're more in the spirit. And if it feels heavier and maybe stressful, obviously you would be more in the physical, like you said, powering through your day. But when you power through, like right now, we've got sand and mud and everything else here. If you're powering through that, it's exhausting. But if you were in a blissful moment, like feeding goats, an apple, then it was so uplifting and fun to watch them.
I saw in the Olympics, this was several years ago, and I think it was when Usain Bolt was breaking records for the fastest man on earth at the time. And it seems like there were two men that were highest contenders for winning that race. And I won't remember the other man had access to all the state-of-the-art technology and, hook him up to brain waves and put him on a treadmill and measure things and get things lined up and, so, and he was really serious. He wanted to be the fastest man, and his whole energy was like, I'm body personality. I am going to do this. I'm going to power through. I'm using all the data and the equipment and the technology possible, and I'm going to make this happen. And then you look at Usain, and he's like, I just love to run.
And so the love of running is what carried him.
That higher vibration, seriousness is really slow and literally slowed him down. But he's also being more the body, saying, I am the body and I can power through. And I felt like Usain was being more just in that joy. It's a much higher vibration to start with. And with that, it just kind of propelled him along. Like there's no effort. I can just run forever. Without the effort, which is more of the body, in spirit, there's no effort. Like when a person, a loved one dies and they're in spirit, there's no effort over there. There's no cravings over there. There's just this total joy and bliss. So I just felt like watching Usain was closer to that level, in his just joy. And you could see him smiling while he's running, like, I'm running here today and this is great. And the other guy's like, I have to win and I have all the technology and I'm gonna, I got the group and everything. And Usain won.
There's a movie, I don't know whether you've seen it. It's called My Penguin Friend, but it's based on a true story about a man that befriended and saved a penguin. And I think
I'm
their
familiar with the story,
relationship,
yeah.
was all about joy and just being in the moment with the penguin. But the different characters that are in the movie, help you see that being free, just spontaneously free, is that joyful vibrational field that we want to try to achieve.
There is a tip I can offer here too on technique in terms of how to start building that intuition more, which is connected to source. If you want to have a new project for your job, for your house, all the manifestations and everything, if you can look technically at where we're sitting as the being, the awareness that we are, if we're sitting in the middle of the head versus this may seem trite, but it's actually a big deal. From here to the back of the head, if we're most people spend a lot of time in that analyzer space of, okay, if I want to get a new job, I need to A, do this, B, do this, C, do this. The podcast said to do that. LinkedIn person said to do this. So I have to do all these steps. We're remembering and reflecting. That's in the more analytical, like the library part of our head. But the intuition of, oh, I think I'm going to call my friend's cousin. She told me about the other day that had this new industry coming up. And that sounded really interesting. That intuitive space is a little forward from there, just technically. So being the awareness right there would be a big step towards developing your intuition, your spiritual development. Because we're taught right from grade school and everything, read the book and remember it. Right? It's not a lot of intuitive development and a little bit of creativity with maybe a music class.
Are you familiar with the Heart Math Institute?
A little bit, yes.
Well, they have a device. I actually have one that's called the Inner Balance device.
Oh.
And it teaches people how to become heart coherent, which is to tap into that intuitive part of who we are. And the reason many, many people, I would say the majority of people, have difficulty with meditation is they have a monkey brain. So they're constantly, it's chattering to them about don't forget this and remember to do this and you
Yes.
haven't done this yet. And so it's just always talking to them. So heart coherence with this particular inner balance device, it allows you to see a mandala on your phone. It's an app that you put on your phone, and then you wear a little clip-on device on your ear that syncs with the app. And so the idea is that you are focused on the breathing rhythm of this mandala. And it really does show you the breath work so that you can stay in sync with that. And when you do that, there's a little chime. And so if you're in your head, it's going red around the outer circle. and the chime
How
is
does
much
it
louder.
know that?
Because it's your phone is synced to the clip on your ear. So the two are, it's monitoring your breathing.
Oh, monitoring. Oh, breathing, not the brain activity.
Yeah,
Okay.
it's monitoring your breathing. So it knows that when your breathing is synchronized to the mandala that you're looking at,
Yeah.
then you're beginning to go into heart coherence. So if you're staying in red, then obviously, your thoughts are overruling your heart at that point. And when it moves to blue, you're moving into the field. And then when it moves to green, you're in heart coherence. And so you'll kind of feel that. It's almost like, I don't know how to ever describe it to somebody, but it's like maybe being in a daze, where you're just kind of zoning out a little bit and you're not aware of anything. When that happens, you're actually listening to your heart. And there's 40 million brain cells in your heart that help you make decisions. And so you don't have to be in your head like most of us are 95% of the time in our head. We don't have to be there. We can go to our heart, have that intuitive understanding. And this particular device teaches you how to get there. So
Oh, that's interesting.
so many people need the visual. I mean, they hear the words, but they can't
Yes.
quite imagine what it's like. And when you
Yeah.
have a visual and that little ding, ding, then it's
That
telling
little
you,
ding is nice,
yeah,
yeah.
it's telling you you're there or you're not there. So it's a reminder to keep breathing and moving into heart coherence. But yeah, they
Yeah.
can, anybody listening to this can go to heartmathinstitute.com, or no, I think it's .org, heartmathinstitute.org, but it's out in California, and they can actually read all about the Inner Balance device.
Yeah, this type of meditation practice is highly visual too. And I would say for anybody that's new and says, I have a monkey brain, yes, we all do.
Yes, yes,
And meditation is not just for people who don't have a monkey brain, because pretty much we all do. It would be to help chip away at the excess of thoughts and our calendar and everything that's in there. And just to give like a visual representation what it looks like when I'm reading energy. And if I read somebody, if I'm reading like what's going on in their mental space, some of it looks like maybe I'll see a gray kind of spiky energy over here, and I look at it and I go, oh, that's a threat from the boss. You better
Oh,
get
right.
this work done by 2 p.m., or
Yeah.
they feel it as a threat and it's
Right.
sitting there taking up space in their
Oh.
head, So that's not their energy, right? But they're picking it up. So it's stress, it's worry, and all of that. So what it looks like clairvoyantly to me, looking at somebody, is all that mind chatter. A lot of it can be like somebody else is saying, okay, here's a maybe something from a parent. I want you to be more like this. Don't be like your brother. Be like, be like this. Be a good girl. These different thoughts, we think they're just kind of floating through. You can actually see them. Like, here's a blue one here. Follow directions. Do not, go outside the bounds of directions. Kind of an authority energy sits there like a blue police uniform. So all of these, plus our calendar, that we have our anxiety towards getting our things done in our calendar. I can literally see people's calendar sitting in front of them. And so you sit to meditate and you got this blue, you got this gray, you got the calendar, you got family intentions for you, partner, intentions or whatever. And it's all kind of sitting there. Well, one thing you can do in this training, what we teach, one of the first things is get a grounding cord, like a trash chute, and flush that out. So it's really quick, very visual types of training to clear that out, and then you can really start and get settled and tune in. So, like, if I have a question for the universe, how do I deal with this or this relationship question, or how do I build this in the business, or I can't figure out how something's working with a communication with a friend that's not happening. I can go into that intuitive place, flush out the noise, all those different colors, they're just represented by colors is a nice way to find them. And then, bing, the answer just kind of drops in, that intuitive guidance, that guiding light. So those are a couple tips from this style, this particular style of training, to really start building that intuition. But I would say, don't wait until your head is calm. That's part of it, is to to flush out the excess, the noise. When people start picking up, for example, a lot of emotional energy around them, I think you were talking about that earlier. And as a redhead, being sensitive on those levels, a lot of us have that ability to feel energy really waking up right now. I mean, maybe people can reach out and let us know here somehow, but that's often one of the first spiritual abilities to wake up, is feeling energy. Somebody walks in the door and you go, oh, that person's had a hard day. They might be smiling, but I can tell they're aggravated. But then what's happening is there's a matching vibration. So if you're kind of spiritually tuned in, energetically tuned in, that's like plucking a string over there and it vibrates at upset. And then I have the ability to match that string on a feeling nature. Now I'm matching that. Now the guy leaves that was upset, and now I still have upset energy here. And now I'm feeling upset and I can't figure out why. That would be part of the daily flush. Flush out other people's stuff that we've accidentally picked up that way on an energy level.
Having said that, with what's going on, in all of these states and the devastation of Hurricane Elaine, I'm wondering how many spiritually in tuned, let's just use that, individuals that are in those areas, because North Carolina is known for its spirituality. I'm wondering how
Especially
many
Asheville.
people are just overwhelmed, trying to maybe get back to how can I just be and assist in a calm way and not pick up on all of the horrific things that have happened.
That I'm so glad you asked that. That's really true, and it's happening right now. I went to Appalachian State University for undergrad, so in the mountains of North Carolina, and friends down in Asheville and all around North Carolina and stuff. And I know you're in the heart of it in Florida. We do pick that up. If you're intuitive, if you're highly sensitive on this level, if you're spiritually inclined, if you're a spiritual seeker, it's probably because you're already picking up this. So it's information, it's data out there in the collective field. Some people may feel it. I'm have my hands up if you're just listening, but some people may have it. Like you can feel it, you can sense it, like chicken skin. You feel it on some level. But here's another one you may not know about, and this hit me recently, was on a kind of a mental space. So, like, here comes the hurricane notice on my phone. Ding, uh-oh, it just changed course. It's coming my direction. And that ding goes off, and there's a collective in your whole neighborhood that got that ding. And if you're tuned in, like I had this happen to me recently, where I'm staying in Reno and there was a fire really close. And you get a ding on the phone. And it says, we were like half a mile from the danger zone. And it said, you're in the warning watch or whatever. And I got the ding, and I kind of had this knowingness, like, I think we're all right. But within about, and this is interesting too, because it didn't happen right away, but within about, I would say, even 10 minutes, anxiety started to build in me. And then 15 minutes, and then 30 minutes, and I'm getting online, I'm going, well, where's everything? The mind just starts to spin up. It just spins up. And then I thought, okay, wait a minute, take a moment, sit down, ground myself. Key question here, how much of the anxiety that I'm experiencing right now is mine? 2%. 2%. That means for me, I happen to be tuned in on more of a like a mental, like you say, telepathy in just technically. I'm really tuned in on that level. And it didn't register at first, but as soon as I sat down and I was experiencing all this, and I'm going, wait a minute, that's not how I roll. That's not, I've been at this for a minute. So I sat down, ground myself, and I went, oh, it's happening on a telepathy level that everybody's ding went to. Oh my God, okay, cats, dogs, got to take care of this. Get the
Paperwork.
go bag, get the medicine, get the all of that started firing immediately. And all that information zone just registered to me as anxiety.
Right. And don't you think that's what's happening in our world right now? I mean, you look at Israel
Absolutely.
and you look at Russia and you look at the Ukraine and you look at, no place that we're looking. We've got the ports, I guess, out in California that are on strike. We've got the
All
border
right.
coming in from Canada that's on strike. And so people are feeling this massive amount of anxiety. Our elections are coming up. I mean, so
Yes.
we've got it coming from everywhere. And maybe the thing right now to do is to get grounded, like you said. Go
Yes.
walk in the grass, go walk in the woods, go pet an
Yes.
animal. Focus on your breathing, get calm, because the only person that you're going to change is you. But if each one of us changes how we're receiving information, collectively we'll be sending out a calmer vibration.
Oh, that's perfect. Absolutely. Going for a walk in nature, or I used to go for a walk out by the beach when I lived down in Half Moon Bay, and I would just take any collective emotions here that's too feels like too much. I was growing and changing a lot, and so when you start growing and changing a lot comes up, right? And so I would just like give it out to the ocean. You're bigger than me. Just
You can handle it.
dissipate that.
Absolutely.
Grounding, going to nature, absolutely. That's a great way of dissipating that energy. Being grounded, just sitting for a minute and grounding it out. But I would offer also a bigger picture on why all this is happening, which feels like collective chaos, and how it represents our own growth right now is humanity is growing and expanding. Our consciousness is expanding, and we're becoming more of that higher self. We're tuning in and becoming more of that higher self. By doing that, abilities like feeling energy is coming up, being more intuitive is coming up. It's naturally coming up. As that comes up, we're also seeing deeper parts of ourselves that can't be at that higher level. Like, can I keep this judgment and be spiritual? You can go so far. At some point, you have to let go of the judgment, or can I keep this anger towards that group of people that don't do it right? At some point, that stuff starts to bubble up, and that's all we see because it's coming up for review right now. Would you like to keep this pattern, or would you like to let that go like a sandbag on a hot air balloon and rise up a little higher? And I think as we look around politically too, we see some things coming up like that have been hidden before, like P. Diddy is in the news right now. And just as a representation of where someone with a lot of money and power can do things they think that are illegal that went along for a long time. And you think, well, that's just the way that is. And that's coming up now and going, wait a minute, no, rules and laws are there for everyone. We might see it with political people getting paid off to represent their agenda. Well, you go, part of it, you go, well, that's the way it's always been. That's just the way it's going to be. And now is the time where it's going, wait a minute, that's the deeper stuff coming up for review. Do you want to keep doing that underground stuff? Or no, that's a law is a law. We need to follow that. So these are some of the things we see coming up politically, perhaps around us or in the world around us, but they're happening inside too.
That's right.
What are those deeper restrictions to take a look at and go, oh, I'd like to lighten the load with that. I'm going to take a look at that. I'm going to work with my therapist or whatever, and I'm going to let that pattern go because it's not going to let me go to the next level.
You have
So
to always
those are coming
decide,
up.
is it serving me or hindering me? And if it's not serving you, then it is time to let it go. We
Yeah.
have to let our show go for today.
Oh, it happens so quick, doesn't it?
I know it does, and there's a lot of times that I wish it could be, for a couple of hours, and then we would do part one, part two, part three. But you're going to be back right after the holidays, and
Yes.
so we will continue maybe this discussion because I think it's incredibly important as people begin the new year to begin it hopefully on a better footing than how they're finishing out 2024.
Yes.
2025, when you think about 2 and 5, 7 for me is a very spiritual number. Sevens and 11s are magical for me. So I'm taking the year 25 as a spiritual year for me personally. But it'd be nice if a whole lot of people would do the same thing.
Yeah, we're in a big rebirth right now. So enjoy.
We are. Julia, let everybody know how they can find you, and I'll also have it on the synopsis so they'll be able to link in with you that way too.
Fabulous. You can go to my website, juliaharrell.com, Harrell. There's offerings on there, and I'm on all the socials, Julia Harrell Spiritual Guide. So be sure and say hello and that you listen to the show.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I hope everybody does do that. And in the meantime, I want people to go out there and make it their best life by certainly getting more in touch with the spiritual aspect of who they are and share this show with everyone that is important to you so that they can join you on the journey. Thanks, Julia. And we'll see
Thanks so
you
much.
after the first of the year.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com, or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.